He didn't go so far as to explicitly announce his candidacy, and the journalists were probing him towards that. And he managed to duck this by this formula, saying that he was extremely determined and that, yes, he wasn't shying away from the rendezvous. I think there's another hint as well, because I noticed that his measures for a rise of the value-added tax are expected to kick in on October 1st. It does seem that he intends very much to run on this question and then implement it.
This increase in the value-added tax, it's a key question for his campaign, isn't it?
What he announced tonight were, as far as I could compute, were about four measures which are about job stimulus and two measures which were about fiscal measures as well. If you include, indeed, the VAT measure, which also is meant to actually have an application as a labor stimulus because it imitates a measure that was taken in Germany several years ago. There was the rise of a VAT over there was by 3 percentage points, and here it's only half of that, so 1.6. But yes, it does seem like an extremely important measure as far as he's concerned, and it will certainly be an essential element of his platform.
And how popular will it be amongst voters? It seems to shift the burden onto consumers and away from companies.
It certainly seems to be the case, and certainly there's a lot of nervosity, even in the president's political friends, about passing this measure as well. What he's argued, of course, in tonight's program was the fact that if jobs are lost, consumers will even be more put out than if they actually have to pay 1.6% more on goods. Though, of course, a number of basic necessity goods are not going to be hit by this run. And he's also, of course, given his conviction on this matter that even the slight increase on that would not have a general effect on prices. The idea seems to be here that there's a bet that it is going to actually support jobs and prevent delocalizations more than anything else.
Sarkozy also announced that he was to introduce a 0.1% tax on financial transactions.
Right, that's the other fiscal measure.
There are some opposed to these plans. How do you think the markets will react to this?
The markets have already, I think, indicated their rather negative opinion of that. He seems convinced that if France does introduce this measure, that there's hints that Germany might be able to or might be willing to follow on this. Of course, we'll know maybe a little bit more about it after the new European Council meeting that's starting tomorrow. Certainly, it still seems to be, I think, a long shot before this measure is either proven to actually have a value of example for other European partners. And certainly the risk could be that financial transactions are going to shift away from the French market. But he seems very determined to introduce this measure.
In this last week, three separate opinion polls have put Sarkozy in second place. What are your general impressions of his speech tonight, in terms of how it positions Sarkozy ahead of the elections?
Certainly, these polls this week, as well as, I think, a general climate, a very elogious reporting in general about the so-called takeoff of François Hollande's campaign did seem to batter the optimism of the president's camp. And so I think there was definitely a need for him tonight to respond in as pugnacious a way as he possibly could. He indicated that the interview was actually more about announcing measures than obviously giving any hints about his running as well. But certainly it did seem a little bit like a communication exercise that was actually sort of a pre-campaign announcement to actually convince the opinion that, well, the polls may be negative, but he remains very determined to fulfill the mandate and announce some measures that show that he is in charge, and that, of course, that would be an obvious element of contrast to the challenger that he faces.
At the start of the questioning, he seemed calm and composed. Mm-hmm. But as the questioning went on, he didn't get rattled, but at times he seemed kind of aggravated.
You could obviously see that. I think the general exercise was meant to actually show and explain with as much clarity as possible the rationale behind the different decisions. And it's true, the line of questioning at times did seem to actually cause reactions in him. We didn't see him lose his temper or flare up. I think contrary to past such exercises, at times you could see him a lot more agitated. I think he did manage to remain relatively controlled, but obviously the line of questioning, the pressure that, of course, the general situation weighs on him, the situation in the polls and so on, obviously do cause some concern, and he's certainly not entirely immunized against that. I think that's most of all what that showed.